proclamation number 3952 dated the January 4th, 1947. The soul's state of darkness in the beyond and helped by beings of light. And your share will be light or darkness. You will stay in the light if you had allowed the light to enter you, if you had let it flow into your hearts and thereby dispelled the darkness you lived in until you were touched by the light from the heavens. However, if you avoid the light, darkness will be your fate. And spiritual darkness means wandering about lonely. It means being all alone in darkest surroundings without goal and without hope for a change in your situation. Hence a soul staying in darkness in the beyond suffers indescribably, since previously it had physical eyesight enabling it to recognize everything surrounding it, but now it will require spiritual vision in order to behold spiritual things. However, the soul will be spiritually completely blind. And thus it will stay in a dismally barren region, and if it encounters other souls it will be unable to recognize them and thus will have to depend on other souls' help for guidance, for providing it with an occasional glimmer of light to recognize its environment. The enlightened souls, however, will take care of such poor souls, yet the help is limited according to God's will, for they are not allowed to give light to them against their will. As long as the soul does not miss the light, it is to languish in darkness, no matter how long it will last. It is to long for light, its condition has to become intolerable, and it must demand a change of its situation. Only then will the bearers of light approach and provide it with a small glimmer of their light. They will offer a few explanations and, depending on its willingness to listen and to accept them, the light will then take effect on the soul. Its insufferable situation can awaken or enhance the soul's willingness to help as soon as it encounters other suffering souls. It will clearly recognize the suffering even though it is unable to recognize much, and as soon as the suffering of these souls stimulates its will to help, it will become brighter within and the opportunity to help a suffering soul will present itself. Then it will feel an influx of strength, and it will use this strength to render assistance and in turn will be assisted itself by the beings of light, which will never leave such a soul again. It will receive because it gives, because love will have awakened within and every activity of love on earth as well as in the beyond results in receiving strength. Strength and love, however, are always together, its will become stronger and its realization will grow. The darkness is penetrated, and for the time being it will give way to a twilight which is followed by a golden dawn, when the sun of the spirit has risen, that is, when the soul receives knowledge on every subject from the beings of light, which delights the soul and will impel it into constant actions of love, that is, into giving of what it owns itself, to souls which still languish in utter darkness. Every soul is able to escape the darkness. Every soul is able to deliver itself, yet the reason for imparting light must always be a loving thought, for without it the beings of light are not allowed to distribute gifts, because free will has to strive for light or eternal night will continue to engulf the soul and the consequence can be a descent into the deepest abyss. Light, however, belongs to beatitude, and once the soul has developed spiritual vision it will recognize its task and behold splendors and never again descend into darkness. Amen.